All right, come on, Tommy. Intro Carla.
It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. She is here, the one and only Carla Ferrell with what? Reality update.
Thank you, nephew. Let's go. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. Listen to this. Potomac. Yes, it was really good. The newest cast member, Wendy, and her husband, Eddie, they planned a sip and see. Wendy said it's a Nigerian tradition to present their newborn baby, Cameron, to their friends and family. And she described it as, you know, kind of like a christening. However, there is some drama between Wendy and her husband's family, Eddie. The families don't get along. It's terrible. Yeah. They haven't met his kids, their grandchildren, and it is really, really a mess. Well, anyway, as the evening progressed, the ladies enjoyed the food. There was a mixture of Nigerian and Caribbean food. It was just nice. They were all dressed.
A lot of spice right there. That's a lot of spice. Right there. That's a lot of kick.
Delicious, right? Delicious, right? They were all dressed so beautifully. They presented baby Cameron. They decided to dance and celebrate. They were throwing cash, money on the floor. I was like, throwing the money at the baby. I said, they making it rain for the baby. I love it.
Yeah,
it was so cool. It was really cool to see that part of the Nigerian culture.
Yeah.
And what we learned from Wendy is that Nigerians like to party late. So when they say like 6 p.m., she said they really mean like 10. So it was really cool.
Really?
Really cool. Yeah, really? That's what she said. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a CP time too. Okay.
Throwing money at the baby.
CPs.
Eddie was hurt. He was really hurt, Wendy's husband, that, you know, at the end of the night, this beautiful celebration that they had for their baby daughter, that his family did not show up. So it was really, really painful to see that.
His family didn't show?
No, his family and her family, they do not get along, and it's just really sad. And that's his wife's family. It's just some kind of culture. They're just clashing right now. Anyway, also, Candace, she told the ladies at the Sip and See that she wants Monique prosecuted to the full extent of the law for her assault. You remember Monique and Candace got into it.
Oh, with the hand to hand.
Yes. Monique. The dragging. Mm-hmm. Yes. So Giselle and Robin were like, you know, you want Monique to go to jail?
Right.
You know, and serve real time? They thought that was a little much. That's a little too much of what you're saying. But no, Candace is saying, no, that's
she
what I
She had your hair.
She didn't drag you.
A lot of y'all had your ass whooped. You got to get your ass whooped first. Then you'll know what
you
want to do.
Did you question me by my charges?
But Carla, isn't Candace the one that had threw the knife at Ashley?
Yes, she did. Yes. Candace, exactly, Shirley. Exactly. And that's why a lot of people are on Team Monique. But anyway, Candace, she started to go off on Ashley because Ashley tried to give her opinion of what happened. Now, she was there, but she didn't see it because she went to the restroom when all the fight and everything was going down.
Ashley gonna mess around and get her ass stabbed.
Well, she tried to stab her last season. That's what Shirley was just saying. But Steve, check this out. While Candace was going off and getting ready to go off on Ashley, baby, her husband turned around and looked at her. And he barely moved his lips. He told his wife, "Shut up.
Shut up.
You better shut it up. This is how you got into a fight
last
time.
When people talk through their teeth, they mean that. When they talk through their teeth,
that's her husband looked dead. I mean, he scooted his chair up. He was in her face. I mean, you better not say one word.
Coming back to his house.
Yes. That's what she does, though. That's her issue, and she has to deal with that. You know, you start stuff, you talk a lot of noise, and then you try to be the victim. You know, about it. And then, why are you acting like that towards me? You know what you're doing. So anyway, that's that. I'll update you on more. It's still October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Sister Strut is still going on. I'm representing Detroit this weekend. So I want you to go to @LipsByCarla on Instagram. Click the link in my bio and you can see how your donation can help the city of Detroit Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What you got, Shirley?
All right, Carla, thank you. Coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.